You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When 9-year-old Emma Hernandez was mauled to death by 3 pit bulls during the summer, it put Detroit's Animal Care and Control Department under a harsh and unforgiving spotlight, particularly with the revolving door of directors, 3 directors in only the past 4 years. Well, now the city has hired a new director, Mark Kumpf, and an assistant animal control director, Lori Soule. And they're with us now to talk about how they plan to turn this department around. Welcome to Stateside. It's really good to have you both with us.
Thank you.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So, Mark, I know Emma's death happened before you accepted this job as animal care and control director. The headlines were everywhere, and I'm wondering just how did what happened to that little girl help shape your motivation and your plans to fix what wasn't working?
The exciting thing about coming to Detroit Animal Care and Control was the opportunity to make a difference. And seeing how things had gone, I guess, poorly over the past few years, there were a lot of opportunities for improvement, especially in terms of public safety and animal care. And those were the things that really drew me to Detroit.
And Lori, I know you were with another department with the city. You were with fire. And so when that happened last summer, same question for you. How does that motivate you to fix this department?
You know, it's just it saddened me that this poor little girl lost her life. The firefighters, you know, the EMS folks had to respond. So, you know, I kind of saw it from that perspective, being with the fire department and worried about the guys, you know, because they see some crazy things out there sometimes. And, I believe in helping. I believe in making a difference. And, you know, even though I was working with fire at the time, it's always been a mission for me to make things better, to make things better organized, to make our jobs easier, to make the citizens happy, because I'm a citizen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to be a part of that. I like to make differences. So that's what motivated me. We don't need this to happen. You need to be safe in the city.
Mark, as you came in and you're figuring out how you want to reshape animal control and care in Detroit, what were the big problems you saw? What needed fixing the most?
Well, the city had already identified the most pressing issue, which is the fact that the animal shelter itself really is not up to where it needs to be to fulfill the mission. And the great thing about it, and what really drew me again, is Michigan is a center for this type of improvement. You know, the city of Detroit is putting the resources to both enhance staff as well as the physical facility to make it a viable operation.
So there are plans afoot for a new animal center, aren't they?
There were plans afoot before I arrived, and the city's committed over $3 million to the renovation and expansion of the existing facility. The staff is going to be doubled. We're going to have more animal care and control officers, more investigators that Lori will be supervising. We'll have more animal care staff. We brought on 2 veterinarians. And again, both sides of the house, we're essentially doubling staff. We're going from around 30 people to over 70.
So now you're restructuring the city's animal care and control efforts. And Lori Soule, you are the assistant animal control director, which means
yes.
What? What are you responsible for?
Oh, I was responsible for the law enforcement side of the house, basically. I think when I started, there was about 9 control officers. We're now at 18 or 19, and we're headed to 23 for the city, control officers. And we didn't really have – we have 1 gentleman that was doing investigations for us, and now we're going to 7 investigators, so 1 for every district in the city, which is wonderful because they're going to be the point of contact for the city council members, and they'll be at community meetings, and we're going to be spreading, you know, information, education, those kinds of things about animal care and just, you know, the basic ordinances that are in place and, you know, how much a license is and, you know, all kinds of great information for the community that they don't currently have. And then the other thing that I'm actually responsible for is the call center, which is a fairly new resource that we've put in place. We've extended our hours. So people can call from 7 in the morning until 7 in the evening, and someone will pick up that phone.
Yes, that was a criticism. And I guess
we're answering them.
And we should mention that hotline is 313-922-DOGS.
That's correct. Yep, and it's super easy to remember. So, and you'll be seeing billboards across the city because there's a marketing campaign starting up, and so everybody will have the opportunity to be informed about it.
We have, you know, talked with animal rescue groups. We've seen reports of neighbors, even police officers who would call. In the past, they would call or turn up at animal control seeking help, and either no one would answer the phone or no one would answer the door. How will this restructuring address that?
We've got essentially a program where we have staff now that are responsive 7 days a week. The animal care and control folks are available from 7 to 7, 7 days a week. So there's officers and trucks out on the road. The call center is staffed 7 days so people can reach them during those regular business hours. We have an after-hours service for the police only that they can reach, and we have a person at the shelter that can accept animals from DPD officers. That's not for the general public. And our shelter is open from 10:30 to 3:30, 7 days a week. So folks can come down and find their lost pet, find an animal for adoption, purchase a city dog license.
Mark Kumpf is the director of Detroit Animal Care and Control, and Lori Soule, assistant animal control director. And one more time, we should just repeat that hotline number is 313-922-DOGS. If you're worried about one, if you've lost one, whatever dog issue in Detroit you've got, 313-922-DOGS. Thanks to both of you for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you. Cindy.